If you gain weight from too much chow, I will never call you a cow. I respect you and cows.
Don't use cow as an insult.
If you eat every single fig, I will never call you a pig. I respect you and pigs.
Don't use pig as an insult. Animals are innocent. Don't be speciesist. Never use the name of an animal as an insult for a human. Animals are
innocent. Don't be speciesist. That is a word I never wanted to know existed. I'm pretty much a vegetarian, and even this disgusts me.
It's true, he is.
Veganism disgusts me. Vegetarianism disgusts me. This video,
really?
Most of all.
You're even anti-veggie?
I've never seen the video, though.
I just love...
That's the first time I've heard it.
Dead animals.
Oh, man. See, that's messed up to me, but I'll let it slide, because I'm not a good vegetarian, and by the way, I know, first of all, it's Papa's Basement. Thank you for joining in.
I love dead pets out of the year.
What?
Oh, Miley Cyrus. Have you heard about her new concert venture?
No.
Where everyone in the audience and the band are going to be naked and they're going to be sprayed
with
milk.
Let's do it!
Really?
Yes. I don't know about milk, though. That sounds gross.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't want
to... Yeah, we talked about milk.
I just, like, if you've ever seen how hairy my chest is, like, milk getting in that...
Yeah, it sticks with you.
Yeah, right. Like, I'd be able to, like... twisted into little like rabbi pants or like little Marley dreads, really whatever I felt like, a little Superman
cream
curl
it for everybody.
Like,
you'd right probably be the most popular person there.
Yeah,
I'd be like a
could
kind
let
of,
everyone play with your chest hair.
What is it, like
dollar.
Billy Beard or whatever, the whole magnetic shaving guy, and you would use the magnet to move the filings around.
Yeah,
I would be that, but flesh. So that was a vegan rap called Vegan Rap Video exclamation question mark and one last exclamation point, just to be safe. And yeah, I'm a big puss, so I don't like killing animals, but just seeing that video makes me want to behead like the pig from Charlotte's Web, Wilbur, Al-Qaeda style.
Yeah.
Because... that who wouldn't want to do the opposite of whatever that rap
just
commands
pisses
you to
you
do.
Off, yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of want to rap that way.
Do it. I think
as
we should
a
do
white
a
person from Minnesota.
Rap video for our Patreon.
I guess that's a redundant sentence.
Yeah. No. There's like a huge, not to bust out my NPR chops. Let's get to this right after we do the intro.
Sure.
I'm John Papagiorgio. The show's Papa's Basement. You can find us on inpapasbasement.com, every episode we've ever done. But if you do iTunes, like that's the best way. Leave us a rating. In theory, you know, like in 25, 30 years, we'll have like 200 ratings. And, you know, I like Woo. Actual shows will have 3,000 ratings by then. So we're getting left behind at an exponential rate. But
slow but steady.
There you go. We're like a legless tortoise. But if you all breathe on us hard enough.
Or if we flip over and kind of scoot our way back on our shells.
Exactly. Like a dog working its pooey ass on the carpet.
Yeah.
One of these days, we're going to get there, baby.
Scoot our way on up.
My co-hosts today are, introduce yourselves, people.
Pete Maybe.
Kelsey Butterworth.
We're all on Twitter. We try to be funny there. I'm at Papa's Basement there. He is...
at Pete Maybe.
Well.
Oddly enough.
That was creative. And...
and I'm at Is Butter Worth It.
There you
question
go.
That may never have
I
an
like
answer.
I like that one.
So now, to get back to what you were saying about the whiteness of Minnesota.
Yes.
There is actually a huge Somali population in Minnesota now.
No way.
God yes. bless them. They'd probably stick out like sore thumbs.
Just a little. And there's actually a really big problem, especially in the Minneapolis area, with Somali people going to fight for ISIS. And so they have to do like a lot of work. All the imams are like, hey, you know what's better than fighting for ISIS and smelling like dude balls and sand for the rest of your life? Sex with a blonde. A big-chested, Viking-descended blonde. That just beats the living hell out of a bunch of dudes who probably are going to have to resort to homosexuality.
Now, how do I get to do this?
To the gay thing?
No, the blonde.
No, you asked about the other part.
I did come in at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, for that, there's several clubs in D.C.
I know. I'll ask Clive Barker.
Go to town.
From the last episode.
There's certain streets where I can dump you off. And 8 hours later, you will have a big fat stack of cash.
I'm going to make some money.
He would be a little money-making twink, wouldn't he?
I would like to think so.
You just have to, you know, play it cool. Be a
little
evasive.
I have a business plan.
A lot has happened since we last recorded. We record every week. Sometimes it's weeks where, like, we, you know, nothing happens, which means I didn't write down anything that happened. All the prep was for naught. And
same.
We, we come up with the show like when we're in the studio. And other times there was like a big packed week that happened and we have prep. And this is one of those packed weeks. There was the Democratic national debate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it, is there a national in there?
I don't know.
There's not.
It's Democratic debate.
But then you can call it D&D.
There.
Oh, I like it.
And that's a lot better than what it actually was.
Then I would have watched it.
Yeah, and when coming back from break, Anderson Cooper could have gone dun dun dun. Thank you. And so we have that. We, of course, all Halloween month long, as mm-hmm. we're calling it, we're reviewing really bad horror movies. And this one was just horrible. I apologize. I'm not saying that to be funny. Like, it was playfully bad. It was campy bad. Like, what's a campy bad? Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. That's campy bad. Where
like
you're like
the original Buffy, the movie.
Yeah, okay, exactly. It's kind of crappy, but like, tongue-in-cheek, you knew that they kind of were like aware of the fact it was junk and they were having fun with it, and you can get some chuckles. We watched Curse of Chucky.
Yes.
And Curse of Chucky is on Netflix. It was a straight-to-video release. That fact will
really?
Not shock you if you're more than 30 seconds into the film. And it was just really, really bad. And we hope that you guys watched. We told you all week long to watch it. And if you watched along, we'll be discussing Curse of Chucky.
We're also sorry.
The real curse.
We're sorry you had to watch it.
It was bad. I mean, it was... I don't know about you guys. I had to power through it. Like, the last half hour, I just kind of let, like, play on the iPad that was on the pillow next to me because I have no companionship. And I drifted off to that. And, like, kind of, like, when I really was, passing out.
Lucid.
I'd like flip the iPad back and I'm like, did anything happen? No. And
nothing yet.
Toss it. Yeah. And I finally blacked out during the credits. And
then the whole thing finished.
Lots of hate watching.
Oh, so bad.
It
lots
was really
weak. Watching.
We also have.
I had to drink a lot for that.
These two over here mm-hmm. think that they can do a killer Bernie Sanders.
Oh, no. I don't.
Yeah.
This one does.
No.
They both started talking about their Bernie Sanders impression before we
did my
we
Obama impression. You were not listening to my Obama impression, which was out of this world.
Well, it doubled as a Bernie Sanders impression, so obviously it was killer.
John's going to start.
I want to just throw them under the bus a little.
I knew it.
Because it's fun like that. And
I can't do it.
Vladimir Putin had his 63rd birthday. There's some funny stuff that came out of that. Tons mm-hmm. of stuff. Again,
well, he's just a funny guy.
He's a hoot a minute. I mean, for real, if you just Google Vladimir Putin holding pets, and there's a lot of like pictures of him shirtless clutching puppies.
You know, the man has aged well. Say what you will about the fact that he is maybe clinically insane, but he's aged well.
That's what happens.
He's keeping
when
it
you
tight.
Eat the flesh of your fellow man.
Yeah.
The collagen
gain their powers.
Enters your veins. Yep. Exactly. We watched
Highlander style.
I paid attention during Hellraiser.
Eat flesh too. Good.
Well, we also have the hip young take on the street with today's kids. That's Butters Report.
that should be a
the hip young
thing.
Butters Report. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised by how the millennials are their reaction to Columbus Day, which was brought up.
Speaking of politically horrible murderer characters.
Yes.
We hate them.
As we always are.
That came up in my final screenwriting class. And let's just say the kids on the street today who listen just for the Hip Young Butters Report, they have a strong opinion of Columbus, which totally blindsided me because I could care less about the dude. I'm just like, oh, yeah, you're the guy that discovered that day off for me.
Well,
so,
you know, it's the principle of the thing.
My mom got a colonoscopy. That was funny. And last but not least, Lamar Odom is currently probably close to dead, but we haven't made that determination yet.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've probably felt like that a couple times, too.
Oh,
you felt like that?
You got loaded at a... I love
yeah,
how they
I got loaded up. In a brothel before, and I felt like, I'm probably not going to make it through the end of the weekend.
You know what? Maybe I'm going to let you slide on this, and I'm not going to make you do your really horrible Bernie Sanders, because you were good to me. You bought me a book today. Mm-hmm. That counts for something.
Maybe I'll do it at the end.
I really didn't have much to do, by the way. I was just going to play like a Jackie Mason clip because my mom watched the debate and was just like, he sounds like this old Jewish comedian. I can't think who. And then she came up with, he sounds just like Jackie Mason. Bernie Sanders does.
He totally does.
I think like all older Jewish people age into having the same voice.
Yeah.
Like by about 70 or so, they all sound like a cantor.
Like Larry David.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a funny phenomena, but I want to do Lamar Odom first. And again, we're recording right now. It's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I will probably upload this next Tuesday.
A lot earlier than we usually do them.
Lamar's corpse will be in the ocean like Bin Laden's by the time this thing airs. But right now, Lamar is hanging on for dear life.
Yeah,
he does deserve a proper sea burial.
Keep hanging on, because we don't want it to be too soon.
Well,
at least give it a week or something till the episode drops.
Give him the Terry Schiavo treatment, where he's just like kind of like not even reacting to a light right in his eye. Like,
and we just have cameras on him forever.
You could put a boat light up to his eyes and his pupils would still look like saucers. That's just, you could be that unresponsive, but keep the machines breathing for him until this episode comes out.
Please.
And then you can dip him in hummus and nibble on his fingers. Because he's a vegetable.
I hate you. You've made everything bad and nothing good.
I love it.
So, yeah, Lamar Odom apparently.
That makes me want to go vegan.
When I say Lamar Odom, what do you guys think about why? So you can suck on black men's fingers?
That's it.
There's places in D.C. for that.
More money in New York.
Do you guys think Kardashian? Do you guys think basketball?
I would think basketball, but.
I think the wide world of sports.
That's
also,
even if he's only played one.
But also, it's hard to ignore the Kardashian fact, which I feel maybe drove him to that.
Well,
I would be insane if those people were around me.
Piers Morgan actually did an excellent article on that my mumsy linked me to, where he was going on and on about the fact that Odom, I didn't realize it was just quite such a connection, that like Odom was really great until he proposed to Sasquatch Kardashian 30 days in.
Aww.
And by the way,
wow.
Yeah, 30 days in. I hate that Sasquatch has gotten like so much surgery and other work that she doesn't like really look like Sasquatch Kardashian anymore. She's like kind of attractive. And like Kim is starting to almost get the weird like Joan Rivers, Michael Jackson, if you fart on the bridge of my nose, it will melt away because this is fake look.
She's looking a little taut.
Yeah, like everything's being pulled, and it's like you're 35 and you're Armenian. Like, you almost have black people aging powers.
Yeah.
It's you're supposed to hang in there. Like, really, Kim should have just gotten, like, you know, the Angelina Jolie treatment, where they, like, kind of straighten out your nose, which, again, here's a Papa's plastic surgery tip. If you cough up for one thing, it's the nose. That alters your appearance more than anything. Just get your nose done and get the fake hands. Stop there.
Those are pretty sweet.
The problem is, once you get the knife work, you just want more. You're never like, who goes to the gym and actually stays with it? If you're a dude and you're younger, especially, but you're like, I just want to put on like a half inch on my arms. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid and I finally got to the gym,
yeah,
I was insane about it. I was like doing Rocky ass, where I was like drinking egg yolks in the morning and like.
No, I never did that.
Oh, really?
That's gross.
Oh, I went nuts with it.
Did you get salmonella from that?
No. I lost my kidneys.
We live in America.
Yeah, for another reason. No. I don't think salmonella does that. And it wasn't funny if it does. My point is, like, getting back to Lamar, I remember him as, like, a dude that balled straight up. Like,
he's a baller.
As much as I worship at the altar of football, and if you're not football as a sport, go home, dude. I mean.
Get out.
Yeah, that's like just being the Ringo of the sports world, except it's, you know, a mix
of
like
the sports fan.
There's a John Paul mashup who's in the band, and then the rest of it is eight Ringo Stars. That's how I feel about sports. You can be football, and like somehow you're some hybrid that has like D cups and a 14-incher, like you're that pretty, or you can be just Ron Jeremy, but like tucking it in so he's got nothing. NBA, NBA playoff basketball is the only other thing that I kind of give a damn about. I don't really care about hockey. I used to when I was a kid. I don't anymore.
Hockey's pretty cool.
Baseball, let's be honest, we're not a bunch of like young Bernie Sanders chilling out. And, you know,
I like me some baseball. Way too many games. It's so hard to stay involved. I actually kind of like that fact because you could just kind of walk away and be like, there's like 50 more.
It's a pastime because it's mindless.
Yeah. I feel like if you're not like an Irish or Jewish or Italian street tough in Brooklyn in 1942.
You guys want a place of stickball?
Exactly. Like if you're not listening on a little radio as like Al Capone's murdering people behind you, What's the point? Like, that game has passed us by. It doesn't matter anymore. I'll let you on a little secret. There's football and it rules. But there's also, for a brief, well, it's not so brief, about 6 weeks, there's NBA playoff basketball. And that is great. And mm-hmm. Lamar Odom was great.
I can dig it.
And the dude gets into Khloe Kardashian, and all of a sudden, was it Khloe? It is Khloe, right?
I don't know the other two. I can't tell them apart.
There's Khloe, there's Courtney, there's Kim, there's...
was it Courtney or Khloe? Because then there's Kylie.
That's Kylie Jenner, though. She's on the other side of things.
Okay, my bad.
There's Kristoff.
That's the only one I care about right now.
There's Carl. Who are the rest of them?
Carl.
Carl Kardashian, don't you? He's the weird one that they keep locked up.
Crimpin.
Yeah, exactly. Crumpin' Kardashian. The whole thing is, like, all of a sudden we're hearing about, like, what, his mom died when he's 12. He can't stop hitting the crack pipe. I think he's, like, blown as a little kid. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, this guy's life is a wreck. And you're like, wait a minute. This guy probably, like, had women in every area code and was a king on the court. He's got two rings on his fingers. And suddenly he's with, like, just the Godfather 3 of the Kardashians and, like, spilling his guts like a bitch. I know that wasn't politically correct. I meant it more in, like, the way that isn't offensive to women.
I think, like, she broke the mental block that Professor X put on his brain when he was having a great time.
Oh, and she took just off came the Magneto in there helmet.
And just destroyed him. Was like, no.
It was like,
everything's not all right. And you're married to me.
It was like Tiger
Woods. It's
really
not all right.
It's really not all right.
Yeah, after Tiger Woods, like, turned off the pee tap. Like, you know, all of a sudden it's like,
my game sucks.
Yeah, look at all, you know. I don't know what your reaction was when Tiger Woods got busted. And, like, his wife, like, puts the golf club through his rear windshield and is losing her mind. But all that came out was, like, it seemed the secret of his success, his spinach, if you will.
Sleeping around.
Yeah. Was, like...
Well, I mean, it could also be that his entire career and PR image were destroyed and everyone thought he was a terrible person and a villain.
Not true. He was getting his power from the pee.
I disagree. I disagree with the P.
I think he had what worked for him, which is like a family life. And then he was able to do all these hijinks on the side. And it's like, is it sleazy? Yeah. But that's how his brain balanced. And all of a sudden it got out there. And I think like Tiger Woods stopped focusing on golf and started focusing on like fidelity, which is great for like human growth, I guess.
That's not a game.
But yeah, like fidelity don't get you a Nike contract. Like he started focusing.
You were the Tiger Woods of fidelity.
He started focusing on like, I need to be a better person. I need to like keep it out of other women. And it's like, no, you're Tiger Woods. You need to focus on that thing that makes you great because no one wants to see you half-ass it. And I think that same thing happened with like Lamar Odom where it was just like, we just want to see you shut up and play ball. And all of a sudden, Courtney comes along and it's like, oh, the new focus on my life is finding weird guys that I can say are my best friend. Didn't the dude who played his best friend on Lamar and Khloe or Courtney?
I don't know.
F which one it is.
The one who took New York. Someone takes New York. Someone takes Los Angeles.
I don't know. There was like a little stubby Arab looking guy who like, played his best friend.
They had
I think.
Some loser friends, that's for sure.
And I think he died of an OD a while ago. God. So this the Kardashian destruction radius, that's like some Nagasaki stuff, man. Like
thousands of casualties.
Yeah.
Skin melting off.
And it's like what's so weird is how much press it has gotten that Lamar is currently in a coma. Like I listen mostly to NPR during the day. And this thing, NPR, National Public Radio, really tries to pride itself on, you know, look at us. We're so like talking about like the missile that took out that flight in the Ukraine and crap like that. Every goddamn break was Lamar Odom found unresponsive in a legal brothel. I like how they mentioned that it's legal. Yeah.
The man's got standards.
And they kept saying filled with liquor. And I heard the words herbal Viagra 15 times today if I heard it a one.
How else are you supposed to get rid of Whiskey D?
What is herbal Viagra?
I don't know what it is either, but I want to try it.
Its sales just went through the roof.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, man. I mean, it's the same.
I can be responsible with it, damn it.
Well, it's the same way that, Belushi died of a speedball, and I think
I won't be
that
on the next
weekend,
episode.
Speedballs were probably a hot mover in the drug community.
Yep.
It blows my mind what big news this was, and you feel for the guy, because, he's in a coma, and it's like, no one can shut up about it right now. And I just feel everyone's periscoping. I'm just looking at people type. I love
what?
It.
That's
right. I know. Do you guys, it brought home to me, here's where it got really bleak with me. I was going to say really black, but that could be confusing.
Yeah.
It got really bleak with me because everyone's like, he's 35. He might not make it. And I realized, I'm 6 months maybe from 35.
Well, why did they say, 35, he might not make it?
They're just saying
getting a little too far.
They were saying he's dying, maybe, quite possibly, and that he's 35.
He's not a wrestler.
And of course, exactly. He wouldn't have made it to 35 if he was in the WWF. Those guys have the lifespan of border collies. They're dead by 16, man.
I got cats that live longer than a lot of wrestlers.
Yeah, exactly. Except for your cat, Eddie Guerrero.
I'm trying to think of a cat name.
Sorry, I just wanted to let you twist on the wind
Snowball.
For a second. Snowball too. So my point is, after hearing this for the 10th time, and at first I'm just like, oh, that's bad. He can't beat his addiction demons. And this guy, embarrassingly enough, people won't shut up about the fact, every time. It's not just he was in a coma. He was in a coma in a brothel. And then it became he was in a brothel run by, who is the guy that does Cat House on HBO? Dennis Huff? Dennis
I don't know.
Franz? Dennis the Menace.
Dennis.
But they're like
Rodman.
Yeah, they're run by Dennis such and such. And then I heard one report where it was he was found by employees. I'm not kidding about this. Trixie Doolittle and Goldie McJuglick.
Yeah,
and, I mean they really gave both of these the hookers names.
Hey, John.
It was insane.
John. Yeah. Hey, everything went dark.
Yep.
What?
I hear nothing. I see nothing.
How are we on the mics?
Your mics are fine.
Okay.
Everything's rolling here.
Sorry.
We're
dead on this side.
Yeah, I can't hear a thing.
Sorry to interrupt this, guys.
Oh.
We're dead on this side.
I apologize. If you want to pull headphones,
we're going Braveheart John.
It was horrible. Welcome to my hell.
Raw dogging it.
I'm sorry,
one
John.
Of you want to
continue.
Grab that.
Hey, we're back.
So, sorry about that. Oh, you're back on already?
Yeah, we're back on.
Oh, well. That's just what I was saying.
That's
about the
magic of the show, baby.
Yeah, God forbid. I was just going on about how reliable this station is. Fairfax County Public Access, everyone.
And, come on down.
Yeah, it's been crapping out the last couple weeks. But they couldn't go, when Elvis died on a crapper, I don't think everyone was like, Elvis died on the crapper. They're just like, Elvis died. They left out the gory details. And yet, they're like, with Odom, and I realize this isn't exactly the JFK assassination, but they couldn't shut up about the fact he was found by, two whores.
Oh, but that's nowadays, man.
Who are known for doing the ping pong trick.
You know, there's technology has really changed a lot of things.
No,
and that was NPR, again, which really tries to be both hoity and toity.
I feel like sometimes they tread that line.
Wow.
You feel like they're talking about a subject just a little too much, and you're like, it's going to pull enough clicks.
Oh, God. Well, they stepped over the line.
They
took
really
a
did.
Runny coffee
yeah.
dump.
I couldn't
this
listen to it today.
Well, you missed a goddamn death vigil for Lamar Odom as we learned more and more about how on herbal Viagra and booze, he passed out in a legal brothel. God,
that's crazy.
Had I taken a shot every time I heard those words,
yeah.
I would have been doing almost as much drinking and driving as I normally do.
Yep.
What? Who said that?
Nobody.
Nope.
A ghost.
Nope.
So, and then I started focusing on, he's 35. Mm-hmm. Even if he dies now, he'll have done so much more than me. And I just started, boo-hoo-hooing for my own life.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Because I'm like, what have I done? If I croaked now, if I took a bunch of Chinese D pills and went comatose in the arms of two harlots, who would remember me? I wouldn't get this
Not
welcome.
Not a bad way to go out, though, man.
you would definitely make the local news at minimum.
Oh, God. There'd be like impotent podcaster dies by his own hand.
You know, I've got some Street Fighter herbal boner pills, by the way, if you did want to try them.
Really?
Yeah, I'll send a picture of them.
Are they called like Tiger Uppercut?
It's almost what it seems like, but it's Chun-Li and I can't remember.
These are actual like Street Fighter boner pills.
I don't. They're if these they are don't fake, support
I'm just
it.
Gonna hang
they don't support
dry.
It.
So what? But you have like
it's
Asian
on the
boner
package,
pills
on the package. Yeah, it is Ryu, and he's just nailing Chun-Li.
Where did you?
I will show you
finishing.
They're in my other car.
Where
I don't
did you
know
get
if
it?
Finished her.
Where'd you get it?
Centerville.
What, like some
Centerville is some gas station. And I was like, this should do the trick. I haven't tried it yet, though, because I was like, my heart will probably give out.
Okay.
I want you to, like, drink.
What? Yeah, I didn't try it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry,
story.
I put Flintstone vitamins in.
Well, you need to tweet a photo of that, like, yesterday. You have permission to
leave. I already have
the,
one up there.
You need to leave the show
you guys
now to retweet it.
Got
to
follow me. You got to search for it.
There you go. That's amazing.
There's a catch.
So.
That's it.
If I go to one of those, like, creepy Asian 7-Eleven knockoffs. I can get the stuff that killed Lamar Odom. He's dead. I'm just gonna. I'm calling
it
now.
Stuff.
By the time you hear this, he's dead.
Oh,
I've got hope.
Well, let's hope.
Poor Lamar Odom.
Hours after, we need just some sort of grace period. We can't be blamed for this, John.
What? Like me playing Grim Reaper?
Our ill wishes.
Like he's dying as you say that.
This is the curse of the Kardashians.
The timing lines up exactly.
I did nothing. I'm like one.
It is all their fault.
I'm like one of the Egyptian guides. Next to the white dude that cracked Tut's tomb. And I'm like, don't do that. Oh, you know, and then he goes back to England and gets hives or whatever the hell killed him.
A lot of the stuff I didn't really like was a lot of the news outlets were just saying what the reactions of the Kardashians were.
Oh, they couldn't tie them in fast enough.
And they were like, it was like the tagline was like, they don't know what to do.
Who cares?
How was that news?
What stupid hashtag laden tweets. This talentless family is coming up with. You know how talentless the Kardashians is? And I don't want to go down this road because obviously...
Nobody's done it before.
If everyone... Exactly. First of all, just fresh take. Second of all, they are talented in that they've managed to outlast every other reality horror show a million times. Like, who cares about Paris Hilton? Who cares about Lindsay Lohan now?
Because apparently you can get caught doing horrible things. And on this reality show... Your ratings just go up.
I mean,
think about it. With any of the other, they're like, oh, they're getting divorced. Kate plus eight, whatever. You know, they're like, all right, forget about them.
And that's the kiss of death.
But like, it could be, they could do just terrible things on this reality show, and it could only help them.
So maybe we should start doing that.
We really should.
You view with gender transition as a horrible thing. That's what you're saying here.
I didn't say that.
Uh-oh.
But I'm just saying, like, sex tapes. Like, Duggar's getting, like, dragged under the bus, which I'm not supporting the guy.
For banging his sisters?
Whatsoever. Well, that's true, too.
You're taking
but, like,
a lot
being,
of sketchy stances
shut up,
here.
Shut up.
And having an Ashley Madison account.
No, but being the Ashley and Madison account. Okay, yeah. But, like, if one of them was to do that, they'd be like, ah, well, no big deal. It's so, only a... They've only been married for 3 weeks.
Because
what's
Kim had
deal?
Sex with a black man. You're completely against the family.
You went, F this. I'm out.
Okay.
So you are out.
I'll say one thing where they really, really are talentless. You guys have actually watched the Kim Kardashian sex tape, right?
No.
Yeah, I have.
How does a woman that good looking release that boring a tape?
They all do.
I mean.
Have you seen Paris's?
I kind of liked Paris. Like, Paris
I didn't think it was that bad. She was kind of fun.
Iconic. Yeah, with like the green, like Zero Dark 30 look to it. Yeah. I'm like, that's like a new American thing.
She's like talking on the phone. She's like,
yeah, like she looked kind
of
like
bit of this,
dirty doing
phone,
it. And you're like,
take a bit of this.
Wow, Paris has like a bit more up top than I thought she did.
Yeah, she looks good.
Like Kim looks like the laziest F that ever F'd. Like she really is just like, I'm lying back and you just better be thankful you're here.
I do not like when a celebrity... crushes the mystery that they are not a good lay. Because that's what everybody say. They're like, this must be the best sex anyone's ever had. And I, you know, just let down. I don't really dig
it. Doesn't that make you feel better about your own life?
No, because I'm amazing in the sack.
Well, naturally.
So I feel like we just match up.
Again, there are places I can drop you in D.C. where you can pay for a year's worth
money
of the show's hosting. I don't know. I was debating this earlier with you guys on off air. I was thinking to myself, would you prefer to be Lamar Odom, who like kind of lived it up for a while, but he's like dead at 35, or to be, you know, who you are now, where you're like, maybe nothing's going to happen, but hopefully, especially Butters over here, who's like,
I've still got my youth.
18 years old. Yeah, by the time you're like 40, you're going to have like cyber eyes and a gear heart. And
yeah, I'm totally sticking around.
She'll be like some steampunk horror. You're pretty much going to be Bioshock
Infinite like get
come to
the
life.
Cure for all the things that are going to ail me. But I think you'll get them. I'm sure that the generation before me said that.
Oh,
I won't be here for all the cures that will ail me.
No, we'll
but
be
somebody
dead.
Else.
You might come in
younger.
On the tail end of
I'm
it.
I'm hoping, yeah. I want that lung cancer vaccine.
Okay, you're so gone. You are so
done,
gone. You need to stop that stuff.
I can stop now. It doesn't. It's done.
Burning them.
Done.
I know some Chinese pills that'll clean your lungs right out. It's made out of shark fins. It'll take care of your lung cancer. It'll give you a rod.
God, I'm so hard.
Got you covered, bro. All right, so this will sound weird, man. I'd be cool with like punching out young if I knew that I had done something.
But it also comes with a traumatic childhood. Is that something you're willing
to
go through?
I already had the crappy childhood. I guess it wasn't like crappy by the way.
Well, that's a personal question.
Lamar Odom. Wouldn't I say it?
Did your mother pass away when you were 10 and
no.
a stranger molest you? I mean.
Oh, he did get diddled?
I don't know. You said that.
I think he did. No.
I don't know his backstory.
My dad died when I was 20. That was enough to F me up, though.
That's pretty bad.
So I need to, like, turn that tragedy into something. And then I can die full of dick pills and vodka.
Yeah, don't turn it into dick pills and vodka.
Yeah. So you are nay on the early death.
Nope.
What's up?
Jay.
What is my answer?
Yeah, would you die?
Cut and dry.
Would you die to punch out,
like,
famous?
Cut and dry, no. I just don't like the fact that I wouldn't know that I was going out on top. Because I think...
How about your Tupac, then?
But I don't think
he
would...
If you're Tupac and you're getting filled with bullets...
He doesn't know he's as popular still as he was.
Well, maybe he's somewhere smiling down on us all.
On Illuminati Island.
So wait, if you crap out at like 75, you're going to be like, well, at least I had a good run, and that makes up for it? Like...
I think a little further down the road, burning out's the way to go.
Okay. I think when you punch out, it's as black as Lamar Odom. Like, it's just gone. You're peaced out. So when it happens now and it happens later, really doesn't matter. Like, in theory, I want to live to 100 and be able to get as hard as he was on all those Chinese dick pills.
Oh, for real, yeah. I want to be a cyborg.
Yeah,
a huge
up until...
Robo-dong.
Up until my last day. But, you know, if the engine from Donnie Darko fell on all three of us right now, what would we know?
We'd probably be touted as the world's best podcast.
Okay, then I really want that to happen.
People would Please. Rate us then, that's for damn sure.
Please.
I want it to... I'm
just going to scooch back a bit. Don't mind me.
You two guys.
I'm going to collect.
I'll appreciate
this.
Your sacrifice. The show will go on without you. But
just go to the restroom real quick.
For the rest of October, I'll change the name of the whole thing from Halloween month to Remembering Jay and Butters Week Day. And then we'll move on.
We get a week?
As an audience. I said day.
Day.
It's a totally worthy cause to die
The
for.
First 15 minutes of that episode will move people to tears.
All right.
And then it'll be
That's
on
enough.
To talk of things like my mom's colonoscopy. What?
Cool. What? Something about
we
you
out.
Moving that mic
oh.
is killing our headphones.
Oh, so stay off it?
Yeah, but move it back to where you were over here.
Here?
I swear
this,
it's it. There you go. Stay.
Okay, I'll stay.
Sorry.
Here.
Thank
I'll
you.
Never move again.
We've been operating.
I will
it
try
my eels.
I will try to stay as rigid as Lamar Odom's Chinese dick filled
this well, comatose.
Yeah. So that is the final indignity. This is what happens when your parents aren't dead like Lamar Odoms. You have to do things with them. And I had to take my mommy for a colonoscopy.
That does not sound like fun at all.
Have you guys ever...
Sounds like a crappy time.
It sounds like you're a good son.
Thank you, Butters.
I'm sorry.
I know. I caught it. I liked it.
Well.
Don't... Come on, Icarus.
I'm ashamed.
Don't refuse to fly too close to the sun sometimes. So, I took my mom to get her butt pipe looked at. That was the technical term.
Mm-hmm.
And the Goombas were blue inside it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but after you get your butt pipe looked at, they put you in like a special wing of recovery.
Because it sounds like a warp whistle.
Yes. It's I told the doctors, or I'm sorry, the man nurse, whoever the guy was at the desk. I'm like, my mommy had a colonoscopy. I need to check on her. And he's like, oh, she had her butt pipe opened up.
I believe you guys had this exact conversation.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, if your pooper got diddled with, you're in Ward 15. A specific colonoscopy ward. And I was fascinated by that because I've seen people after other procedures. And they are wheeled into whatever.
General population.
Yeah, you can have like a gunshot wound next to someone dying of cancer, or at least that's what the movie showed.
Yeah, we've all seen TV shows.
Exactly. And
you got to fill out a bunch of paperwork.
Yeah, maybe you're next to like an old wise black guy who gives you his like homespun wisdom on his way.
Well.
Yeah. We can all just hope for that, especially you when you die of lung cancer at 42.
That's for sure.
Because you'll predate
the shouldn't
cure.
Have smoked, kid.
you dumb
Thanks.
Cracker. You're like, thanks, you SOB.
Finally got you back.
So there is a butt pipe only. If you did a colonoscopy, there's a specific ward for you. And I found that fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked in and it turns out the procedure, the colonoscopy, revolves around inflating your colon. And I guess the rest of it, I don't know how far that camera goes out. Like,
yeah,
I guess if you're like hitting the back of their teeth, you went too far.
How do they inflate it?
They fill you with gas.
Oh,
I want to crazy. Pretend it's like balloon animal gas.
Oh, I was just hoping it wasn't like a barrel-chested guy on the other end who just has like
working
a funnel.
Up bellows.
or it's helium.
Or he's just blowing as hard as he could.
That would be great with just a huge crazy straw, Killer Clown style.
Yeah. And he's going to pinch it off and, you know, you don't pinch it off.
Exactly.
It's coming right back.
He pinches my mom's rectum until they're ready with the camera.
Ties it into a balloon nut.
Yeah. And they're like, Fredo, release. And he's like, okay. Okay, Dr. Giuseppe. And then they stick the camera right in there to hold the gas. But after the procedure, you need to fart out all of this gas. And of course, everyone is doped up. So they feel a little shame about it, but you're already in like a doctor's gown with your ass out. And it was exactly like the bean scene from Blazing Saddles.
I mean, if everyone's doing it.
My mom was busting ass. The kindly black man that I spoke of was not a creature of fiction. He was the guy that was next to my mom. He was farting too. Oh, I'm sorry. I moved the mic. Are you guys good again?
Yeah.
Okay. And
he was ripping too.
This was my Friday.
Awesome.
It was this.
So this means you could release your normal amount of gas and just nobody was offended over there.
No.
All you gotta do is walk in the hospital.
I tried to sneak one in. And
I go to the hospital and fart all the time.
They immediately went, that is disgusting. Get out now. Because I think terrible. Theirs was like inoffensive stuff. Whatever they fill them with.
You're taking your mom.
Is scentless. You know what I mean? It's not like they have to fill their colons with. Oh, God. Jay's like licking his fingers clean. It's like KFC meets seduction. Really?
Like KFC needs any extra
exactly. I didn't need to see that. Please never do that again.
Mm.
God, you
extra
are
extra crispy.
You are sucking on hard candy right now, like a piece of jailbait. I don't.
Thanks, Grandma.
Are you watching this, Butters?
No, I'm trying.
I don't
not
want
to.
Sticky fingers.
This is like the wrong kind of porno.
I don't want sticky fingers.
I think he wants you to drop him off downtown DC.
Yeah.
I think he's sending you some signals.
You're doing like a demo reel right now to be
I'm not
pimped
disagreeing.
Out down there.
I'm going to need this video afterwards.
So it was an intense Friday. I had to endure all that farting, and then I took my mom home, and then I promptly dumped her off while she was still full of anesthetic. So in case she drowned in the tub, I'd have culpable deniability or plausible deniability. That's the second one.
But then you get
the
house.
Right one. Then I would get the house exactly like the broad on Curse of Chucky. Ba 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 ba. Segway.
Oh my goodness!
I caught what she was laying down.
Yes.
And it loses its magic if I announce it, but I don't care. It
always does.
That's right. It is the last chunk of the show where we are going to go over the Halloween movie that we watched for this week.
And what a movie it was.
I use the term movie loosely.
I'm so sad.
It was a series of moving things.
Pictures.
So they were moving. That's for darn sure.
There were people talking.
The clip of Mr. Hands being anally perforated by the horse that rapes him and then like leads to him dying a few days later, that was more of a film than this was. And you're both looking at me like, what are you talking about?
We watched a different film.
There was a guy who was an engineer for Boeing
taking
out in Seattle.
A donkey.
And he was his online handle was Mr. Hands, I believe. And his shtick was he liked to get nailed by horsies.
Whoa.
And
what
happens is I guess he had like a second dude hold the horse's shaft, like wrap both hands around it like he was on deck. And
goodness.
That way the horsies thing couldn't go too far in him. And
lost his grip, huh?
A little bit. The horse was very enthusiastic. I guess Mr. Hands was quite the looker.
And who wouldn't be?
And he bucks a little too hard and the dude loses his grip. And you hear Mr. Hands, I very much remember, just go, oh, oh. And then the video ends. And
this exists.
Yeah, if you want to know how weird I am, one time at a party I hosted, we linked up my laptop to a big screen TV.
Let's all share our favorite YouTube videos.
And just played this on a loop.
How many times have you seen this video?
Oh, 40 that evening.
Okay.
And
as many as the meat spins?
As many times as it takes. Oh, I always won the meat spin contest. I always got to the point where it flashed, you are gay, and it stopped. No one's losing. I'm in it to win it, baby. So what happened was the horse, when it went in all the way, it perforated Mr. Hands's colon.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And like he got perionitis, peritonitis, whatever.
I'm sure it just got septic.
A bad tummy ache.
Yeah.
Bad tummy ache. And he finally sucks it up and goes to the hospital like 4 days later where it's like, oh, I slipped and fell on a plunger. But by that point, it was too late. All of his poo-poo juice had leaked into his tummy, and he died.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually, I believe, maybe it was Gus Van Sant. Don't count that part, I might be wrong on. But Mr. Hands has a movie about him. So if you've ever wondered, like, you know, hey, there aren't enough movies about sex with animals out there, I got you covered.
Who's the director who did Antichrist?
Oh, Lars von Trier.
Yeah, I could see him doing something like that.
Yeah.
And just showing us. Actually, what you showed at your party was the scene going over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Would probably be the entire movie. It would just be a bunch of people
just
watching.
Where does the horse boning go?
And
act
then somebody
one?
Punches the horse in the ding dong. It's like
that,
really, they smash it with a hammer.
You sound like baby Eddie Murphy at the start of Raw when he's like, and then the monkey
then
kicked the lion in the ding dong. Or was it the lion that kicks the monkey in the ding dong? You guys don't know what I'm talking
about. The monkey.
Just look up Raw intro
I know
Eddie
Raw.
Murphy.
I watched.
You've watched it?
Yeah, and Delirious.
Oh, who's the famous guy in
that
the
guy,
intro of
that,
Raw?
Duh.
Shut up and sit down. It's
that one guy.
Samuel L. Jackson.
That's
You're
true.
Disgrace. So.
I'm just still kind of mentally processing.
I don't know why.
I've seen such horrible things in my young life, but.
I'm not going to play the Mr. Hands video at a public access.
No, thank you.
Station. That could be frowned upon. Just go out there, my junior G-men, and search it up for yourself. So, speaking
honestly,
of...
Honestly, that movie sounds better than what we watched.
Speaking of experiences,
mm-hmm.
akin to what Mr. Hands went through, we all sat through Curse of Chucky.
A
very bad film that I picked seemingly out of a hat for all of us to watch. Because I wanted something that we could get on Netflix.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome, because had you guys paid for that, you would have killed me. Is your mic working? Your phones are dead right now? Hold on. Working now?
I'm just going to make hand signals. You can keep
talking. Working now?
Okay. No. Move it over towards this way.
Okay. Is this working?
There we go.
Oh, okay. I will keep my hands
in my lap like a good little boy.
So I figured, what could be that bad about, like, Chucky 1 billion? I think this is Chucky 6.
Chucky 6.
Chucky 6. Like, the Nightmare on Elm Streets, they've made a ton of those, and the Freddies, and they've all been, like, vaguely watchable. They're crap, don't get me wrong.
You could still sit through them and find some pleasure.
Yeah, and that wasn't possible.
No, not
when it came
close.
To Curse of Chucky.
15 seconds, maybe.
Was good?
Yep.
I'll Which 15 seconds?
So, in this Child's Play movie...
Well, should we just tell people what Child's Play is?
I really hope people know, but, you know, Chucky, the doll, he's a good guy doll.
A serial killer
ironically titled.
Right.
Inhabits the body of a doll that's kind of a play on Cabbage Patch. It's called a good guy doll. And the whole premise is this serial killer, now in doll form, kills people. So I can see how that was like...
What else are you going to do when you're a doll?
I can play with your little non-existent doll dick.
Right.
It's gone. I don't...
I'd go crazy,
somehow
too.
The first one had like a decent Rotten Tomatoes rating. That's like what really blew me away. I think Ebert gave it 3 out of 4.
I think it was more suspenseful. It just...
Oh, really?
It
there's a little more had, art?
Yeah, there's a little more art. I mean, there was a little more scary, you know, dark corner kind of stuff where... As in this one, if you knew somebody was behind the curtain, they were behind the curtain, and there was no reveal, and nothing was there to really shock you.
Well, I think
except for that one time, it was the wind.
Butters and I want to ask you questions because you're something of the horror expert on the show.
I do like a lot of crappy horror.
And so...
If that's what you want to call it. This movie may have been worse than the indie horror that I did. And now you guys haven't seen that yet.
No, can you?
But
put
we
that
will
on the
talk about that later.
That's just
no,
hard to
I will
believe.
Not share it with the public. However, the Papa's Basement audience wants to hit me up.
At
I may
Pete
be able.
Maybe,
I might
Twitter.
Be able to treat you to a little bit of that travesty.
I would be very.
And
how about
please
we,
be
can
nice.
Can we
to
watch
me?
That as like the final video for Halloween?
Yes, but I do not want to give this the people who made this film. Any credit whatsoever,
that bad,
if that's okay.
Eh? Okay, I mean,
I think I'm all right.
The name of
I'm
the
also
show
the only
is
one
copyright infringement. So
read the script, and it was just god awful. People just showed up, and
well,
they were
I'm
like,
do
"This
that
is the first time I had ever been here." So we'll figure out how to film it.
I would laugh if we could watch that on YouTube or something like that.
I don't think you can find it on YouTube.
Okay,
I think a lot of it's been taken down. But I'll bring up some stuff.
All right, guys, and by the way, I'm going to need you both to do the Periscope element because we got everyone to play along at home. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are.
The mic. And those guys probably want to bring up what they thought were the highlights of Child's Play. I just want to say, as a film student, which means I went to community college for 7 weeks and took Screenplay 101 or whatever the hell it was that I took, Chucky... didn't even have the goddamn common courtesy to employ the three-act structure.
No.
No.
Usually, here's how a movie works really quickly. You get 30 minutes in. 30 minutes, we are introduced to our characters, and at 30 minutes, their life swerves. For example, in Predator, we see the badasses for 30 minutes. 30 minutes in, Predator starts picking them off. Boom, their life
there
has swerved.
We know these people.
Aliens, we get 30 minutes with Lieutenant Ripley. Was she Lieutenant? No, she was just Ripley.
Just Ripley.
Ripley, 30 minutes in, they're like, do you want to come with the Space Marines to the planet's surface? Boom. Her life has changed. She could have just been chilling in the space station taking fancy space poops. 30 minutes into Chucky, nothing's really happening. Like, we know from Jump Street that the doll's a killer. He kills someone like 3 minutes in.
Yeah, there was no time.
That is what
no
is...
No establishment of characters whatsoever.
Yeah, that should have been the dramatic, like, in any movie where you have a killer doll, I'm going to hazard a guess that 30 minutes in, the doll does its first killing. And that's your twist. Holy
Not
crap.
Immediately.
Yeah, but they they stick it in without a lot of foreplay when it comes to Curse of Chucky. Ooh. Chucky
and
is...
They didn't spit on it or talk dirty or anything.
No, Chucky's
Which,
just...
Which, by the way, he didn't even talk that much in this one.
Oh, and when
he did.
Oh,
well, when he did, though.
When
boy,
he did.
Did he.
It was like a pretty girl it who couldn't talk dirty and you just
gold.
Wanted to shove her panties in her yapper.
Oh,
Butters,
gold.
You don't have to endorse that statement. It was bad. Like, I will say one scene I remember, a girl is on her laptop and he dumps a bucket of water at her feet and it hits
oh,
a socket and
line.
She fries. And he goes, women, can't live with them. Period. It was so bad.
Oh, it's gold.
It was so bad, but I want to go and...
So he gets his first kill in after like 3 minutes. And then from there on, there's a family that comes because this lady lives with her mom.
Well, yeah, okay.
And the rest of her extended family comes in there to show up and be a bunch of assholes to her.
And again, we're not going to summarize the film because it has no structure. It's
no,
not worth it.
It's
basically
not.
the room of horror movies.
Yeah. I want to do the Frank Costanza, it's Festivus, and this is the airing of grievances. So I just want to talk about why I hated it. But Jay, back to you.
And that's fine. I just wanted it to, because they bring a little girl, and then that's supposed to move the film forward, is why this doll keeps moving around the house, and that's how they can kind of explain it.
Except that she's missing the whole time.
Exactly. This movie was so... It was... Nobody really thought this through. That little girl at the beginning, you know how she goes... She finds the doll? She finds it
well, there's
in the
a little
bathroom.
Girl who's the niece of a
of
chick
our,
in a wheelchair.
Of our...
Right?
Heroine.
Yeah. The chick in the wheelchair. By the way, the movie starts out with, like, a FedEx guy dumping off the doll for her and then just, like, macking on her. Hardcore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I don't want to say it's awkward. Like, she's obviously just a hot actress who's in a wheelchair.
Oh, and boy, could she play that wheelchair angle.
Yeah. But
she really dragged herself up those stairs.
But it was just this weird, like, weird in all the wrong ways.
Yeah.
Where he's just really trying to plow a chick in a wheelchair, which, again... Go for it. If I recall, Ray Liotta at one point, right after Goodfellas, was banging a girl in a wheelchair.
I think it's awfully progressive.
Him.
And that was not the only progressive thing that happened in this movie.
A lot of weird stuff. That's how I say progressive.
Yeah.
But it just started things off on an odd note, especially because the FedEx guy is never heard from again.
Yeah.
It's not like that was a little... Colonel for us to pick up later, and like the FedEx guy
I know
is delivering.
He's like, I thought I had an easy in for the dumper.
Yeah.
And then she just turned me away.
It's not like
Damn.
In the last 15 minutes the FedEx guy shows up and he's delivering a machete and then he like beheads Chucky with it.
I really thought he was coming back.
No, everyone did watching it. And we just started off with this chick getting like, he's trying for wheelchair sex.
That's it.
He's like, oh, does that chair have a hole in the back, Mama?
Does that do it for you, audience?
It was just an odd note to start off on.
Maybe he was an actor and they couldn't afford him.
I also wonder what happens to the other packages he has to deliver. He's on the clock.
Yeah, he's on the clock, but he's like, hey, you live with your mom.
He's got one really important package.
I live with my mom, too. Is she here? Can I come inside? It really, with like, had she only taken any improv training and went, yes, and... to the scene, we would have had a porno,
yeah,
and not a horror film. Like, maybe Chucky would have joined in at some point, but again, I assume in a sexual capacity,
yeah,
not a nice
capacity.
Just to
narrate.
So I have a series of questions for you, Jay,
sure.
As the horror expert.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you guys notice that they thought it was super important, this little girl, she was maybe, what, 7, 8? That they needed the Foley for her pissing in the toilet. Did anybody else notice that?
I like
that
you always remember that word and I always forget it. When Foley is the guy that does sound effects.
And oh,
it
was yeah. No, so, there was a light tinkle.
I was like, why is that necessary for the film? It was so weird. It was like dead silent. And then they're like, yep, she's peeing.
We hear you're right. She
and they like showed her on the toilet
stream.
And it was like, I thought it was just such a weird direction.
It really brought me into the mix.
Yeah, totally.
She could have, just kind of walked in the crapper and then seen Chucky.
Would have been just fine.
We hear
Why is that necessary?
Really audibly urinate. And it was loud in the mix.
It was so loud.
One thing, again, we were just throwing S at the wall. angry ass because the movie took 90 minutes of my life. I hated the casting, the preacher, the guy playing the priest.
Oh my God.
He was the most awkward man I've ever seen.
He's not a preacher whatsoever.
There's no way that dude isn't a retired porn star.
Yeah.
I swear to God that was T.T. Boyd. Or that was like Rocco Siffredi. That guy looks nothing like a priest. T.T. Boyd hasn't hung him up yet. That dude really something almost maybe Henry Rollins with AIDS. Like thin, close-cropped hair, silver.
So weird, yeah.
I thought he was on Sons of Anarchy the whole time.
He was on Sons of Anarchy or something.
Yeah, thank you. He looks like a guy who played a Sons of Anarchy Nazi. Like circa season six or something.
He's not a priest. He also said... Amen, when he finished his prayer.
Amen?
Amen. It's like, what?
That bugged the hell out of me. What else do we have? Anyone want to jump in here as I go through? I have an actual list of crap.
Well, I have just general grievances for sure. One thing, the filming of it. Why all the slow-mo? Why all the black and white with random things colored in?
I think it's because they didn't have enough to film. They only wrote it on like several napkins, and they were like, "We're gonna shoot this."
Is
really
it
because
we're like,
we gotta slow the film down,
and so they have to show us in color what we focus on? Like, there's a scene with Chucky, and everything's black and white, but Chucky's in color, and it's like,
"Oh yeah,
hey, the murder doll, he's the core of this."
Yeah. I resented it.
Yeah, it is kind of silly. And then, so progressive wise though. Mm-hmm. We did have two chicks making out, and that's my 15 seconds of the film that I did like.
Oh,
that was the only thing I cared about.
Not that I want to be a pig like that, but as bad as this movie was...
Oh, yeah, out of nowhere.
At least there was that.
The hot mama bear MILF along with the younger au pair or whatever they have. Yeah, they're just like, I hate you. I hate you more.
Yeah.
Because that's how people
the
kiss.
The only good twist in the movie, though, because they did a good job of feigning the dad being sort of a pig.
And then they don't have the damn common courtesy to get them both topless.
Yeah, that was
like it's a horror film. Come on.
We're taking 5 seconds.
It really? And what do they think they're going to go on
Me
to
too.
From here? Schindler's List 2? I mean, like your careers, I think, have a very limited trajectory, ladies. Okay, the scene that I thought was the kind of funniest was, let's just say, Cripple Girl. I forget her name. Crippy is...
I don't remember either.
There's
Don't care.
A segment where she learns the identity of Chucky via a Google search. And might I just say, she has the most fruitful Google search I have ever. She is start to finish in 30 seconds. They don't tease this at all. This chick hops on and she's just like, this doll seems familiar. And she just types in like, murder doll, and then it leads
evidence.
To a bunch of doll murders. And then she's like, okay.
And
then
they're
it's
all
like,
exactly pointing towards... the Chucky doll.
And then it goes like, murder doll inhabited by soul of serial killer ? And she clicks on that. And then suddenly, like 3 clicks later in this Google search, she has figured out that Chucky is a little possessed demon doll. Like,
if only
who searches like that? Like, who doesn't like click on one thing and then you're like, oh, let me look at the Wikipedia to see who is the voice of Rocco in Rocco's Modern
if
Life.
If only I had such luck when I was looking for porn.
Exactly.
Like, if I Googled
you know
all these characteristics of this mystery woman
that one
and
the
it showed up
boobs.
On the front page.
And she gave great head.
Oh, how lucky is she?
Yeah. And then, of course, you find
but
out.
She has great internet. No cell phone reception.
Yeah, that too. The house, which is about 150
Use
years
internet,
old, is hardwired
dumbass.
Like crazy.
Well, I think that was after the power went out, which I'm sure had something to do with there not being a cell tower nearby.
And yet their router was still alive.
Yep.
There are a lot of holes.
So many holes. So little time.
Yeah, because they were FaceTiming. The two chicks were FaceTiming that were intertwined romantically.
Mm-hmm.
Could have got naked there. But also, they were using the damn internet.
Yeah, and then the power goes down, and yet
but even
the
before
internet
that, there was
on.
No cell reception.
It
or
was
anything
just,
like that. It was just like, I don't get.
Oh, and then like my last question, it's like a white family.
Very white,
from what I gathered. Fairly white. Their dad's
Soup's
a little.
They're
a
getting
little dusty.
They're getting house money. White. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. But the dad looked like Benjamin Bratt. I think was his name. Wasn't that the dude that was like banging Julia Roberts for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Now I have
Let me
to
double
Google
check that.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's bring everything to a halt.
He does look like that guy, though. But no, So what
exactly. So
oh, it is the guy?
Yeah. Why then?
Good Google search.
In the flashback scene, thank you. Exactly. Two searches later, I'll find out Benjamin Bratt is possessed by a serial killer soul. Why in the flashback are these two white kids? Like a little fat Mexican kid.
Yeah. Is playing not even close.
The chick that grows up to be a white woman.
Super white.
And she's like really chubby and really Mexican.
Like Housewives of New York.
She should have been on like Housewives of Tijuana.
Yeah.
The mom that had this one, like her little hand should have been filled with Chiclets.
She had a very scary face.
Yeah, just this little fat Mexican face. And yet then
meant the adult, but all right, true colors coming out.
Yeah. It was scary and brown. I rolled up my windows just to be safe.
Yeah.
She
tried to use my credit card.
It was just a very jarring thing because you're like, I think that's supposed to be the one that grows up to be the cougar, but the cougar's a white lady and this little girl's a Mexican.
Super white cougar.
Well, speaking of, the only black person in the entire movie is a postal worker. So
that's true to life. That's true to life.
Yeah, right at the end. Oh, and she had a bad attitude. She was like, I ain't having none of this.
To be fair, she was dealing with an insane woman.
Yeah, Jennifer Tilly. Sorry to ruin it for you guys.
What about Jennifer Tilly?
She got top billing in this, and she was in there for maybe like 4 minutes.
You're being generous. She was in, I want to say, a long 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly with her weird voice.
They were like, Jennifer Tilly, and then they showed the cast.
The one thing I really loved Jennifer Tilly for was she got like obviously fake ones, but you still love them.
Yeah, I think.
They just spill out.
They're sweet.
She's kind of aging into them. She's now just the buxom coug type.
I'm okay with them.
And which guy on The Simpsons? Was it James L. Brooks? No, it's the dude I think that just kicked. I think she was like, she has Simpsons money.
Ooh.
Like she was the chick with one of the Simpsons guys, and then they got split, and she is like buku Simpsons bucks.
Oh yeah, she's doing just fine.
Oh yeah, so as much as you're like,
why is she doing Chucky?
Yeah, I
maybe that's FU film stuff. She doesn't care.
That's her version of doing like this podcast. You know, it's just like, hey, I got a Thursday to kill.
We should ask her to come on.
So she was not in the previous Chucky movies?
Oh, no, she was. She was in Bride of Chucky and other stuff like that.
I was wondering what her role was.
Okay, yeah. The little Chucky at some point had like a Chucky chick, like a girl killer doll with him, and she was the voice.
Makes sense, right?
Tiffany, I think, was the name, or at least her name in the movie.
Yeah, I think so.
And yeah, so I guess she like got into a human body or whatever the hell. There was just so much bad in this. Like, they showed the guy that plays Chucky, or the guy, the serial killer that Chucky came from.
Yeah, and by the way, in a flashback, funniest scene for me, very distinct. Like, he's wearing sunglasses as he's spying on the family. Super distinct. Ray-Bans logo. Like, it's right into your face. I was like, nice, sick Ray-Bans, dude.
Oh, God.
In the flashback.
No one would want it to be associated with this. Like, they're drinking sodas called, like, Cola brand soda and stuff like that. But somehow Ray-Bans.
Mountain Doctor.
Look for the guy that plays Chucky. He looks exactly like Tommy Wiseau from The Room, which as soon as you say The Room, you have to play this.
You are lying. I never hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
There you go.
Lisa.
God bless that. Now, that's a funny one, but that's been done to death. I feel like all you guys into your elitist L.A. podcast have probably heard a million things about The
Room.
Even
they won't touch it anymore.
This can be the next The Room. We can make it happen.
There's nothing even like playfully bad about it. It's just painful. It really is insultingly. I felt bad making you guys watch it. I felt bad that you told other. I'm not playing around with that. I really was like, this is where it all comes to bite you in the ass, Papa Giorgio. I felt like, you know, when you have like unprotected sex and the next day you're like, what was I thinking?
Oh, God. Yeah, like that aching pit.
Yeah, just like, look at all her MySpace friends. You know, you definitely got something. Not that I definitely went through that several times in 2006. Yeah, it's just.
You're still with us.
I didn't, parts of me. I didn't like that people had to watch this. It was that bad. Like, not again, chuckle bad. It was just a really horrible film.
It was terrible.
Yet they're making another one.
They're making a six in 2016.
Oh. Is that six or seven?
Oh. No, sorry, seven in 2016.
Yeah, and I can't. This is where, like, my complete not comprehending why people get into
you
horror.
Can't complete. You got completion anxiety.
Oh God!
So is chunkies? It because you're male?
So many, yeah,
so many bad lines.
Yeah, he should have retorted yes, yes, it is because no woman has to suffer.
I have
from
no
that.
D.
Yeah, first of all, yeah,
that's time. Time for you to die.
He's a little flat Ken doll area there.
I just can't. Everybody just sits there and waits to get murdered too. Just sit down and wait to die.
It's bad. Yeah. It's so bad. We'll try to find something not quite as bad for. We got what? Two more weeks
campy.
Of this or something?
I don't think it's possible. Yeah,
I want something campy. Yeah, I don't think. I think anything we get from here on out is going to be great.
All right.
I give it 4 cups out of 5 cups of bleach.
Oh,
that it took to walk.
I thought you were going to rate it penthouse style on a scale of hard-ons.
Hard-ons?
I thought it was cups of blood, since it's horror, but that,
no,
that doesn't really...
it doesn't even deserve cups of blood. Like,
evoke
yeah,
anything.
To just, yeah, get rid of the taste.
Well, we can get out of here. Unlike Child's Play, we know when to haul ass.
We know when to stop.
Yeah, so let's play a little Surf Rider. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you like the horror segment. Anything... either of my people want to add here, Pete maybe, or Butterworth.
We know when to pull out.
No. No, you made the ending so bad.
Well,
no,
I can't possibly follow that up, so.
No, just let that sit here like the bad fart it is. All right, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter, at Papa's Basement. Website, in papasbasement.com. What, can you not hear the...
No, I was just about to say, we do still have a contest going on if anybody wants to... show us in your Halloween costumes. I know that it's still a bit early, so we'll wait for those submissions to judge those.
Is this
after
like
the next one?
Where we're doing this to get sexy girls to do it, but it's just going to be
it
like
may
dudes dressed like
be
the Joker.
Just a little bit like that. But
and let's be honest,
we take all kinds here.
If there are guys into talk radio, there's going to be a lot of like 3XL sized purple jackets in these Joker costumes.
They've got the money. Bring it on.
It wasn't a money thing. It was a weight thing.
Well, just saying, yeah. If they want to, they want if they want company, right. That's
crashing
what they're going for.
Okay, so send to at Papa's Basement on Twitter or Facebook.com/Papa's Basement pictures of you in your costume. Are we going to share these? Where does this contest
yeah,
go?
We'll share them.
We'll share them.
We'll share them. But the winners get their pick on the merch site. So
okay,
we'll put that up a little bit later.
And
you guys won't hear this till next week, anyways, and. We're praying for you.
I more than anything want pictures of you with your pets, actually. But the pets in costume.
There we go.
And they have to look miserable.
It could win, too.
Yeah.
That's a requirement.
The pet has to look like it'll claw out your eyes in your sleep.
That could win, too.
All right. There. There's a contest. Pet costumes. Pets
thanks,
that hate
guys.
You. Pets that will kill you in your sleep like Chucky. All right. At
nice.
Pete Maybe.
At
for
Pete
this guy.
Maybe.
At Is Butter Worth It.
That's correct.
For that one. I'm just smiling at you. All right, till the next one. Anything left?
Smiles.
All right, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.